The nation's top law enforcement officer, Attorney General William Barr, has reportedly told federal prosecutors to crack down on violence at Black Lives Matter protests. And 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports some have questioned the Western Pennsylvania U.S. Attorney's decision to charge demonstrators here.
Lawyer Giuseppe Roselli was confused when his client George Allen didn't show up for a court date in late July. They had texted about the hearing moments earlier. Roselli was going to defend Allen against charges stemming from Pittsburgh's first protest following the death of George Floyd. The May 30th event took place downtown and ended in vandalism and looting. City police accused Allen of throwing a chunk of cinder block through the window of a police truck with two officers inside. 2 months later, Roselli waited for Allen outside the courthouse. He didn't find him, but he did encounter several sheriff's deputies.
And they informed me that they intercepted him on his way to court, took him to the FBI.
Allen had been charged in federal court, too. His counsel there is Patrick Nightingale. Nightingale says it really surprises him that the feds are trying a case that involves alleged property destruction and a minor injury to an officer.
Why Department of Justice would have made the decision to pile on, if you will, with a federal indictment. So now Mr. Allen is forced to defend himself both in state court and in federal court for the exact same alleged offense conduct. I can only conclude that this reeks of William Barr and pure politics.
Allen is just one of about a dozen protesters being prosecuted by Western Pennsylvania's U.S. Attorney Scott Brady. Other federal defendants are accused of setting police cars on fire, throwing objects at police officers and horses, and trying to rob a bank. Nationally, the feds have made more than 300 arrests related to the protests. Last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that Attorney General Barr told government attorneys to be aggressive in charging protesters connected to violence. That report has fueled concerns that Barr is trying to boost President Trump's re-election. The president has touted the crackdown to rally support among white, older, and suburban voters. But U.S. Attorney Brady defended his office's prosecutions in an interview with WTAE Channel 4 earlier this month.
We are not going to let this get out of hand. And this is not what First Amendment lawful assembly and protest is supposed to be.
Most of the people Brady's office is prosecuting are already being tried by Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala. The DA's office said in a statement that it's unclear to Zappala why the U.S. attorney would want to focus on local protest cases. Pittsburgh City Councilor Corey O'Connor, who chairs council's Public Safety Committee, notes local and federal authorities often collaborate on major cases, such as the 2018 Tree of Life synagogue shooting. And agencies at every level of government have worked together to investigate the recent protests. But O'Connor agrees with his fellow Democrat Zappala that the federal prosecutions are confusing.
That doesn't seem to make sense or pass the smell test to me. I think that's a little extreme to go to a federal level when it's local crime.
Former federal prosecutor Bruce Ankoviak says people are often surprised to learn how sweeping federal jurisdiction can be.
For many years in Philadelphia and in other big cities, U.S. attorney's offices would prosecute offenses like robberies at convenience stores.
And Koviak says the feds might take up such cases if they don't think local or state officials are being aggressive enough. And because the federal and state systems are entirely separate, double jeopardy isn't a concern. And Koviak says it's really a question of what prosecutors or their bosses' priorities are.
And in this case, if the Trump administration has decided that acting against these protests is a priority, that policy decision filters down to all U.S. attorneys, and they have a mandate to pursue it.
And Koviak says voters can shape those priorities by going to the polls. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.